I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. As part of Scholar Strike 2022, several city-based organizations gathered at Gould and Bond Street for a march called Abolition Tour Toronto. Marching through the downtown core along College Street, the rally made stops for speeches from Scholar Strike Canada, No Pride in Policing Coalition, Toronto Prisoners' Rights Project, No More Silence, and others. Stops included the 52 Police Division, Queen's Park, and the University of Toronto. The speeches highlighted memories of collective resistance movements against militarization, privatization, and racism, according to the Facebook event page. One of the speakers is Desmond Cole, whose work as an activist and writer has garnered national attention for its focus on police carding, racial discrimination, and systematic racism.
Still here? You still with us? How many times have we been here?
Too many!
How many times have we been here?
Too many!
Like, if these streets could talk, if they could tell our stories, if these walls that our voices echo off could speak. But they do speak when we do. And the ground beneath this concrete echoes when we march. And it's felt, and it resonates. How many times have we been here? In 2010, the day after the G20 summit ended, when this entire block was crammed with thousands of people who came out after over 1,200 people were arrested without charge, detained at the G20. Arrested for demonstrating, arrested for standing in the street, arrested because the police saw them and had an opportunity, brought to a makeshift detention center, released afterwards, handcuffed in some cases 24 to 36 hours, no medication. Their ID taken, their wallet taken, their shoes taken, their socks taken, put out into the road on Sunday evening, no coat. No phone!
Yay! CGRU had the opportunity to speak with Cole, who spoke about why it was important to come out for the march, and how to keep the conversation going on policing in the city.
Well, this is the day of action for Scholar Strike 2022, and this is a culmination of 3 days of teach-ins and action. So Monday and Tuesday, we encouraged people in universities and colleges to boycott teaching for the afternoon, for the morning, and to join us in teach-ins that we did about abolition of police, abolition of prisons, about decolonization, and challenging all carceral and harmful systems. It is so exhausting to have to live in a city that is increasingly pushing away oppressed people, poor people, increasingly funding police forces that are killing us, and at the same time depriving us of things that we need: food, shelter, housing, education, social supports, disability supports. We keep having to do this time after time because the governments are withdrawing from their responsibilities and funding things that are hurting us. And so we have to continue organizing against that and speaking out.
And I guess for the people that couldn't make it out today, or they just, I guess, didn't know about this, what would you like to tell them?
That the actions that we take are so many and they don't all have to look the same. It doesn't have to look like marching through the streets if that's not something that you're willing or able to do or feel safe doing. Every day, people are working to support other people in their communities. People are writing letters to government officials. People are providing mutual aid to their neighbors and community members.
The system isn't broken, it was
built this way.
The system isn't broken, it was
built this way.
The system isn't broken, it was
built this way.
The system isn't broken, it was
built this way.
The system isn't broken, it was
built this way.
Other speakers in front of a boarded up John A. McDonald statue outside of Queen's Park highlighted the 100th year of the Royal Mounted Police.
This founder of the Canadian state, he was the one who instituted the Northwest Mounted Police. Those are the ones. That is the police force that became the RCMP in 1920. In 1920, it was the Northwest Mounted Police and the Metropolitan Police that became the RCMP. We are marking this year 100 years since that police force, the RCMP, invaded the Six Nations. This was a police force that was created in order to suppress Indigenous resistance, in order to assert Canadian sovereignty over top an erasure of Indigenous sovereignty on this land. The RCMP was created as the Northwest Mounted Police in order to suppress the Métis resistance. And in 1885, that was led by leaders including Louis Riel, who the RCMP, as the Northwest Mounted Police, executed. We don't forget that these leaders fought for us and our ability to exist as people on this land. We remember.
First aid, masks, smudge, and elder assistance were made available for those that gathered. Along the route, police officers closed off some lanes as the march continued west on College Street. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.